O Lord God, send your Holy Spirit to all those here today as we've heard the Word of God. Bless us, our families, our friends, and our nation, and the world in which we live. Amen. As I said in my welcome, it's good to be back. Emmanuel Lutheran Church. You have a beautiful church building here. My compliments. Reminds me of the church I grew up at back in Illinois. So here we are. A beautiful church building on Madison Avenue in a little town of Albany in the state of Oregon. Part of the Northwest, the beautiful Northwest of the American continent. On kind of a small planet, the Earth, which revolves around our sun as one of many planets in our solar system, which is part of our galaxy known as the Milky Way. And that is so big with so many other solar systems in it. And then we're told by the astrophysicists and astronomers that there are uncountable numbers of galaxies in the universe. And I think that's why deep down in every human being, there is a quest for a God who's done all of this. Now, does that mean all religions are equal value? Does that mean all religions eventually will find the true God or not? The answer to that is no. And I think I can give you an analogy that makes the point that not all religions will lead you to the true God. A few years back, when I was a hospital chaplain, I was chaplain for the Drug Abuse Center. Big Portland VA Medical Center. And you know, when you go through a big building with lots of wards, different directions, sort of like when you walk into a big Walmart or something, and you come out and say, wait, now where did I park my car? You don't know east, west, north, and south. So I had heard this from so many of the people in our program. All religions will lead you to God. Just be faithful to whatever you pick. I decided to show them that that is not necessarily so. Now, all of the people in our program had to have a notebook and a pen. So I pulled out my pen and I said, well, all of you take your pen, and without looking out, because there are no windows in this particular room, I want you to lay your pen down and point it where you think north is, the North Pole. Everybody started to put their pens on the floor. And lo and behold, pens pointing all different directions. I said, now we have a question. If you want to go to the North Pole, everybody wants to go a different direction. How are you going to get to the North Pole? How are we going to do this? You want to take a vote? And the ones that have the most votes, away we go. Supposing that person picks east. It ain't going to work. Suppose they want to go west. Not going to work. And so how are we going to find out how to go north and to find our goal of the North Pole? There's got to be a way, right? Everybody says, yeah. I thought, I have the answer for you. And I won't do that here. I reached my pocket and I pulled out a compass. And I laid it on the floor and I, ah! The compass says we gotta go this direction because we trust the compass. Okay, so far they're still with me. I said, you know what the compass is? The compass is the Lord Jesus Christ. He knows the correct path to God, the one true God. Anything else will go the wrong direction. And I said, now, how do you know this compass is going to be right? I reached inside my coat pocket and I pulled out a map. I said, ah, here's the other thing we need. Two things. We need a compass and a map. Why a map? A map is going to tell you, uh-oh, there's a Columbia River up here. Going to be hard to get across that. Let's look for a bridge somewhere else. Uh-oh, here's a bunch of mountains. We know what that's going to be like getting through those. But we need somebody who's been there. That's what the Bible is. The Bible is written by people who have been there already, ahead of us, ahead of our generation of people. And they all say, follow this map called Christ. That's the end of my analogy. But think about this, ladies and gentlemen. The astronomers, the astrophysicists that talk about all of these galaxies, when you ask them, is there a God? They scratch their head and they say, well, no, we think this happened because of the Big Bang Theory. Now, if that's, it's okay. But think about that for a minute. The Big Bang Theory, that's the best they can do? In every human heart, regardless of their religious backgrounds, there is something innate in every human being that says there must be a God who has done all of this for us. But how to get there is the question. Now, I'm going to give you some numbers. You don't have to remember any of them, but I just want to show you I did my homework. Among the world religions in which we live, the largest religious group is Christians, with 2.1 billion, that's with a B, 2.1 billion. Second largest religion is Islam, 1.5 billion. You'll never guess who come in third. The ones that come in third are the ones that don't believe in any religion at all. And then it breaks down Hindus, Buddhists, and so forth. Now, how are human beings going to figure out the way to the true God that has done all of this work to create the universe? Well, let's back down. See, Christianity believes that God came to us, not that we discovered God. A big difference. We believe that God picked the Israelites, led them into Egypt, where they learned how to develop a civilization, because they were a bunch of nomads wandering around the desert until Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and Jacob had 12 sons, and the 12 sons became the leaders of the 12 tribes of Israel. And then Moses took them out. You heard that story. They get out into the desert. They promise to follow the Lord God, who will bring a Messiah, a Savior, to this earth to show the way to eternal life. That's the history book. That's the map that we follow. And if you follow the scriptures, it will lead you to the Christ, the one who came from God, the only Son of God that visited this planet, lived a human life like you and I, died a human death like you and I will someday, but then 3 days later rose from the dead to show us that the God that has created the universe and the solar systems and this solar system and put the people on this planet in the Northwest, in this town, that there is a second life yet to come. There is a famous Bible verse . It's called Romans chapter 6, verse 23. It has half law and half gospel. Sometimes you see the law part on billboards around the country, which says the first half of the sentence, "The wages of sin is death." This is why people die. It's a generality of saying this is the future of all people because we are not going to live forever like this. The second half of the sentence says, yes, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. That's the whole Bible verse. That is the whole map. That is the scripture written by people who were there, who wrote it in our Bible, and that map gives us the compass, the Lord Jesus Christ, that takes us to the true God. That's our faith, and that's our message. From the scriptures to all of us that are here today, the wages of sin may be death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so it's my prayer that whenever we are tempted to do what the Israelites did, when they say, hey, they're not one of us, don't listen to them. Or whenever you hear Christians say, Lutherans say, there are other people out there, but they're not one of us. Let's stop them. Both cases, no, no, no. If they're following the map, and if they believe in Christ as the only Son of God, lived and died in our place, and was raised to show us the next life that is yet to come, then as Jesus said, they're not against us, they're for us. And so maybe out of the 321,678,000 people in this country, we'll know that we're not alone. There are a lot of Christians in this country of ours. There are a lot of Christians throughout this planet of ours. And God help us. I hope those of us that have the map and the compass can give good directions to all the others, because there is still 1.1 billion people that don't know the true God. That's my prayer for you, for the purpose of your church, purpose of my ministry, and the purpose of all the pastors you've ever known or ever will know. And it's the purpose of being a Christian in this world in which we live. May God grant this to us all. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human choices, keep our hearts and minds faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ, who came, who saved, and who is raised from the dead to give us the eternal life from God. In his name we pray, amen.